My name is Kevin Beattie, and I'm a taxi driver at Dublin Airport.
Kevin, what do you think of this study, this survey commissioned by the National Transport Authority that say that two-fifths of taxi drivers have not returned to work since demand dropped as a result of COVID and the COVID-19 restrictions, and your income is down 60%. We're here at the airport, you're waiting for a fare. How's it been? How's it been today?
Well, this morning we were here at 4 a.m. and the first 10 drivers didn't get jobs till nearly 9:30. There was three flights in. There was one at 5:20, 5:30, and there was another one at 6:00. But you could have probably counted on one hand the amount of people come off those three flights. It was mostly cargo.
So how long would you sit on the rank for, waiting for a fare?
Here, I've sat for between 7 and 8 hours.
Why not just go home and put your feet up and get the pandemic payment?
My wife passed away before Christmas, and this chap standing beside me is a widower as well.
I'm sorry.
So we're out because we just need to get out of the house and talk to people, basically. Because when you take a job from here, and you go from here to Rathfarnham, and you go through the city centre, and you drive through Dame Street and up George Street, and every shop you see is closed, shutters are down, there's no people on the streets hailing taxis, there's no point in you pulling into the hotel because there's nobody in the hotels. So waiting on a taxi fare to come out of a hotel, it's not going to happen. All the ranks that are at hotels, all the ranks that are at shopping centres, there's very little traffic coming out of them.
So you think this survey, which was conducted last October, it's just been released, do you think it's you know, income could be down more?
Somewhere between 70 and 75%, easily. And that's even with the only a third of the taxi fleet back.
And what age are you, Kevin?
I'm 62 years of age, unfortunately. There are drivers here that one would have underlying problems, fellas that are over 65. There's young guys here that have kids and wives and families and maybe have an older person living with them. So they don't want to risk coming back to work, because if there's an older person living in the home with them, they risk the chance of bringing it home to them.
I'm having a chat with Debbie. Debbie, how many years have you been a cab driver?
I'm 22 years.
Debbie, have you ever seen anything quite like this? And how has today been? How's the last few months been?
It's just been horrendous, but you just have to do what you have to do. You know, you come out to work in the morning, hopefully you might get one, two jobs, but you won't be getting any more than that. And then that can take at least 8 to 10 hours, you know.
So you could get two jobs in 8 to 10 hours. And
yeah.
What would you bring home in those 8 to 10 hours?
Well, for argument's sake, Saturday I got €42 you know, so...
So after tax, insurance, fuel, other hidden costs, you're not really making much at all, are you?
No. Some days it's not worth to come out and work, but you need to get out of the house just for your own sanity, you know.
So you're continuing to work because you're an essential worker. You're doing it to keep your sanity. For example, there's a plane just coming in behind us there from the United Arab Emirates. There could be a fare on that.
Yeah, there could be. I mean, but you're talking about a plane that's able to carry 350 people, and there might be 15, 20 people, 30 people, but there won't be definitely any more than that many people on the flights.
And they might rent a car?
Well, not many of them rent cars, but a lot of them people are picking up or whatever, you know, so you might get a couple of jobs off it, but you can definitely won't be getting a lot.
And do you worry about your health?
Yeah, well, everybody worries about their health, but unfortunately I'm not in great health, but look, you take every day as it comes.
But you're in the cab with anybody, really, and they could be coming in from any particular country, or they could be travelling anywhere in the county or the country. They could be an essential worker, they could be hospital staff, it could be anyone.
But nowadays, most people have already taken the COVID test, you know, and they've all got their masks on and they sanitise and stuff like that. So, in fairness, in all the months that we've been working, there hasn't been any taxi drivers that I know of that have caught COVID from any passengers.
So you've all been okay?
Yeah, everybody seems to have been. Anybody that we know, anyway.
Personally, think myself, I'm back since August and I've picked up one fare on the street.
One fare on the street, and we know the survey says that 38% of the general public have said they've taken a taxi in 2020, so more than I thought. But for you, you've got one fare from the street.
Last Tuesday, I was in town at 10 o'clock in the morning. I had an NCT at 12:45. I drove around town, Baggot Street, Donnybrook, everywhere, for 2 hours before I went to get the NCT, and I put nobody in my car. I'd done 6 hours at Dublin Airport. I got €20.40 into the Mater Hospital. I didn't work Saturday. I didn't work Sunday. I came out this morning at 5:30 in Dublin Airport, straight to the ramp, and was still there at 25 to 11. I'm 54. I worry about my health as a circumstance. I can do all I can in the car. Every time someone gets out, we all sanitize our cars. People are out washing their cars or cleaning them.
Yeah, people have big, massive, what are they called? Chamois?
Screens.
Well, we have screens, but we also have disinfectant in the cars. And every time we do the handles, we do the doors, you can only do so much. We wear masks and hopefully everybody does the same.
I'm having a chat with Martin, the taxi driver. How's it been through the pandemic for you?
There's nothing happening during the pandemic. It's just a matter of getting out just to keep saying.
So you drive the taxi just to keep saying, even though you're not making any money?
Just to keep it turning over. But there's no turnover.
How much has your income dropped?
Between 95 and 98%. Maybe totally wiped out. I was actually conned today into getting my ears waxed taken out. Cost me 60 euro.
Well, at least we can hear each other.
Yes, that's the good thing.
And did you get any fares today?
Nothing yet, no.
And what time did you start work at?
10 o'clock.
And you still have no fare?
I don't expect to have a fare until 5:30. And then I'll go home to some broth. Bit of stew or something like that.
I thought you said you were going to go home to some broad.
I wish it was abroad.
My name is Dara Brady. The business has died, it's become so quiet. Most of the lads come out because they want to get out of the house. It's for your mental well-being rather than anything else. Financially, what you might earn has gone on diesel. And that's not taken into account the insurance. And we still have the business expenses which we would incur normally throughout the year.
Because it would be cheaper for you to get your car, park it up, perhaps stop the insurance, just stay in your pyjamas.
What gets you out of bed in the morning then? You need to look forward to something. You go to bed in the evening, yes, I'm going to go to work tomorrow morning, regardless of how much I earn. At least I'm doing the best I can. So by thinking that way, you can't blame anybody else. You can't. Otherwise, you become upset. You say it's the government's fault, it's this fault, it's the traveller's fault, whatever. It's not. I'm out here because I want to work, and that gives me a purpose every morning to get out of bed. I would think it'll be next year before we see any movement at all. When the flights start to come in and people are allowed to move around again, but I can't see it ending, because this time last year, none of us cancelled our insurance. We all thought this will carry on for a month or 2 months, and we were so thankful for the PUP payment. But even that now, when you look back and do your financial accounts for the year, you realise that you're actually spending more than you're earning. Certainly, insurance 2,500 a year, carry payments 6,000 a year. It doesn't take a mathematician to know we're not earning any money, but we're just happy to be able to work.
In the taxi business, your running costs, total costs, payments of cars and everything, is roughly 15,000 euro a year. That's what it costs each.
Just to keep the car going.
Yes. That's what it costs each individual taxi driver, with their payments for cars, insurance and everything. There's been no reduction in the insurance this year.
So you're looking at flights coming in this afternoon at Dublin Airport. Any chance of a fare on any of those flights?
The earliest I expect to get away, Henry, would be 17:30 from Madrid, 25 to 5 Amsterdam, and at 5:30 we'd have Madrid. I'll be gone at 5:30 irrespective.
We're all hoping, above all hope, that this COVID, vaccinations are going to start kicking in. I can't see everybody being vaccinated in the country till maybe the end of the year. So even at that stage, I can't see everybody just running back out straight away and business picking up. I think for most of this year, the taxi business is certainly not going to return even to 50% of what it was. Going into next year, hopefully we're all saying our prayers and hoping that, you know, the start of next year, it will start building up. But whether it'll ever go back to the same. It's all to do with tourists coming in. It's all to do with different countries and how they're going to be affected and when they open up. And if they're going to come in here and stay in our hotels and fill our hotels again.
So the future is not looking bright, is it? Anytime soon?
Well, I wouldn't think any signs soon. If anybody says it's going to be all right again this summer, I can't see where people, they're probably hoping beyond all hope. I would say it would be the end of the year. And I mean, are we ever going to see places like Copperface Jack's, 1,200 people in a discotheque? That's never going to happen again.